providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news. The news has to be good someplace around the country on a whole. I would have to say that for a conservative like myself and a conservative like Jim, I'd say the news right now, particularly given the topic that Jimmy discussed in the first segment here of KER Politics, the news isn't necessarily good. Let's hope it gets better. I want to talk a little bit about globalism, Jimmy. You know, and the point that I'd like to make is this: human nature is it really comes out as being very, very selfish. A lot of the leaders of the companies that are absolutely pro-globalism are incredibly selfish in the sense that globalism is meant to increase efficiency and theoretically to, I guess I would have to say, share profits. That's not happening at all right now, and it's not happening at all with companies like Bezos companies, the companies that Microsoft is involved with, etc., etc. It's turned into a very, very selfish way of running the business world. Just look at some of the poor people in some of the Far Eastern countries that are absolutely devastated, and they continue to get low wages. Yes, there is work for them, but they continue to get low wages, and the Jeff Bezos and Phil Knights of the world are the ones. They bring those profits back to the United States, and most of those profits happen to stick in the CEO's pockets. What's your opinion about globalism, Jimmy?
Yeah, so the theoretical, you made a good point in the beginning of your opening there. The theoretical idea is that, you know, everybody benefits from it.
Right.
You get free flow of labor, free flow of capital in a free market system. It improves the lives of everybody involved. And that was the theory back in in the 80s as people began to embrace and change. Mm-hmm. Companies like Ford Motor Company said,
right,
we're no longer an American company, we're a global company. GM did that by buying Opel, by moving into Europe. And the basic values that made those companies great were driven by our constitutional values and a sense of transparency, the rules that were in place to keep, capital regulation in place. Well, what happens with globalization is you break those bounds, and those big global corporations become much more powerful, and they're going to be able to move into any country they possibly can to take advantage of the weaknesses. And that's what we face. Moving Ford Motor Company to Mexico wasn't necessarily, ideally it was to benefit Mexican workers, and the whole NAFTA idea, North American Free Trade Agreement, brought everybody up. That hasn't worked out. And the reason why is because of the corruption.
Yeah.
You don't have the same rules and regulations that existed for these major corporations in the United States when they began this process. They were the most successful companies in the world. And then they slowly eroded their power and started looking, or I shouldn't say eroded their power. They gained more power, more financial wealth, but they did it on the backs of others. And through weak regulation, through capitalizing in areas that they could get corrupt support. And that was all the way from Mexico to China. And China, of course, is, in my view, the absolute, anybody that's working in China has to pay, penalties and prices and corruption basically to the leadership there in order to achieve success. But they're willing to do it because the profit, the turnaround is so high.
Jimmy, I'd like you to do me a favor. You were drawing a parallel between the Constitution and globalism back in the days of the origination of, say, Ford Motor Company, the origination of GM, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure how I understand that. I'm a little bit confused on your point there. Can you elaborate on that?
So when Ford Motor Company began, they began in a pretty much open and free market that was allowed to expand, but they followed the rules. Okay, there were labor issues, there were other questions, but overall, over time, Ford, GM, these major corporations did exceptionally well and began to dominate global industry and production, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they did is because they had to follow basic rule of law in an open and free market in the United States.
Right.
So what happens when they began to be, when they focused not on with the American values and principles that got them there, but they began working and operating and building boards in foreign nations, the rules didn't apply there. And so that the advantage with lower labor costs equated to moving and making more profit, but it didn't necessarily mean that they followed the same regulations or had the same requirements that they did in the United States. And as that grew, more board members became foreign board members, and many of them began to lose the same basic principles of integrity, of transparency, of benefiting overall your workforce, and began to move away. And that's why you have the Rust Belt, why you have people in the United States, in the middle of the United States, because, hey, they could make more money overseas. Now, the problem is, they didn't really, the whole idea was not really, it didn't turn out to benefit all the workers overseas. It benefited the corrupt leadership in those companies that those corporations would pay off, in those countries that the corporations would pay off in order to achieve their financial success. And that's the problem with globalization. That's what the problem with free flow of capital, free flow of labor with no regulation or no protections. And I'm not a regulative guy. I don't believe in stiff regulation. I believe in a free market.
Yeah.
But a free market is not free when people take legal advantages in one area and then enforce other legal restrictions in other areas. And that's what we faced in the United States.
Jimmy, would you agree with me when I say that one of the problems with globalism today is the federal government? I mean, look how the Biden administration, specifically the Biden family, has taken advantage of globalism. Very, very selfish, I would have to say, advantage. A good example is Hunter Biden and, you know, getting whatever exorbitant salary he's getting to be on the board of directors of Burisma, which is an energy company, and Hunter Biden has absolutely no background whatsoever in energy issues. And so the son of the president of the United States is now making scads of money as a director of a company where his knowledge, the knowledge of which is virtually non-existent.
Well, there's more and more information coming out about how Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Joe's brother, and Hunter Biden are connected not only with Ukraine and Burisma, but with senior Chinese companies and Chinese associated companies. And those, so yes, that's exactly the problem. They're paying off in a corrupt way in order to achieve power. And then those influences now are dictating lobbying efforts in the United States to allow that to continue. And that's the problem. They're undermining those basic principles and values. And and who knows who's going to be held accountable for it?
Yeah.
We just don't know, because our system has been so corrupted with these ideologies. There's one more thing that I didn't talk about, the misinformation out there. People, you know, the left, in the first segment, we're talking about this whole organization, right? They're putting together in Homeland Security. Well, are they going to start arresting people because they disagree with the fact of man-made climate change? Because that's the big agenda. And that's being pushed by globalists and by these countries, specifically Russia and China, in order to achieve more economic power on their part by discrediting the West and making them transfer to a change in energy, which really can't be done. And these are the real issues that people do not see that are the result of globalization. And
you know, yes, Jimmy, corruption is intense. I got to jump in here and say one place where I totally disagree with you. I think that the globalist powerhouses, for lack of better terms, Bill Gates, you know, Jeff Bezos, et cetera, they're very bright people. There's no question whatsoever about that. They, in my opinion, being fairly cognizant about a lot of the issues regarding global warming, the green philosophy, et cetera, these guys, I think, honestly, could care less about that. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.